Good evening.
Hi, Mark.
What's happening?
Status quo. High interest rates, high unemployment, high budget, high deficit. However, Liz and Dick are talking.
Oh, well, at least there's some good.
Harris and Woj went out.
Thank you. No coffee?
No water. Day shift said it's been off since noon.
Anybody call maintenance?
Call them right away. Said they'd be right over.
That was 5 hours ago.
It's spring. Even in the basement.
Okay, nature lovers, you want to step inside here?
Man, this dude's got a vicious temper, man. He almost broke my arm.
You just picked the wrong person to mug, fella.
Now, how was I supposed to know that, huh? I mean, at least Charles Bronson wears a hat.
Yeah, you.
This is Gilbert Pedroza. This is Mr. Gordon Lynch. When we got to park, Mr. Lynch was waiting for us. He already had Pedroza spread-eagled against the knotty pine.
Really?
Yeah, apparently Mr. Lynch here was out for an early evening stroll when he was accosted by little Mr. Pedroza here.
Well, I was doing the same thing too, man. I was strolling.
When we found him, Barn, he was carrying this knife and three wallets.
That's my family's.
Herschel, Michigan?
There's a problem with that.
Georgia.
Sit down, Pedroza.
We're going to need a statement from you, Mr. Lynch.
Okay.
And I'd like you to know we really appreciate your help.
You know, he's lucky my troop wasn't there. He'd have been torn to pieces.
You see, Barn, Mr. Lynch here, he's a scoutmaster.
Oh. Well, you do good work. Important work.
Well, we try. Yeah, but the kids are growing up so fast these days, we tend to lose them early. I mean, if you're going to keep up with Penthouse, you got to come up with some pretty interesting knots.
Sergeant Harris will be happy to take your statements.
Well, I'm prepared.
Oh. Were you a scout, Sergeant?
No, not that I remember. You want to take a seat right there, please?
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
Hey, I try not to think about it.
Man, he's got to read me my rights.
I read them to you in the park.
But I want to hear them in Spanish. See, my English ain't too good, man.
Usted tiene el derecho de mantener silencio, ¿no entiende? Cualquier...
All right, all right.
You want to hear me Polish?
Well, we got a disturbance at the Greenwich Museum.
You and Mojo, I'll put him in the cage for the time.
I'll check him for priors later.
Vámonos, amigo.
Let's go contigo.
Mira, capitán. Si me llaman, coge mensaje.
If he gets any phone calls, take him, man.
Gracias.
Did you know, Sergeant, that the average person can go up to 5 days without water?
Home address?
And after that, their body fluids start to dry up and their eyes become nothing more than shriveled raisins and they die of dehydration.
Home address.
But now, you see, we in scouting are trained to survive in any situation. What take not having enough water, for instance? Now, if you're really desperate, you can suck on pebbles, you can gather condensation from plant life, or, in a pinch, you can utilize your own body waste.
I don't have any.
Hey, look. I'm talking respect here. I don't go messing with your grave. Don't go messing with mine.
What do we got here?
It's James Long, burglary and disturbing the peace.
I was trying to preserve the cultural and traditional integrity of the Mohawk Nation.
He's an Indian born.
Thank you.
When we got to the museum, he was he was holding us sitting in front of the Native American exhibit.
Right next to the Flintstones. The real ones.
See, he's protesting that the museum dug up some bones somewhere upstate.
What bones?
Them bones. So Long broke into the archaeologist's lab, snatched the collection. Then he blocked the entrance to the exhibit with his body.
What would you do if somebody stole the remains of your ancestors, then shoved them in some garbage bag, then threw them in a closet somewhere?
I'd speak up.
Okay. If you want to draw attention to the issues, you got to get publicity.
Have you gotten any yet?
Well, a Japanese tour group took some pictures. Hey, it's early yet.
Someone coming down from the museum to press charges later.
That's fine with me. I've been arrested before. 3 Mile Island, Washington, D.C.
Really?
Well, I go where I'm needed.
Well, we sympathize, Mr. Long, but I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you anyway. Nothing personal.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay, just have a seat right over there, please.
I want to know what you're going to do with those bones.
I'll be in a captain's office, on his desk. Only hallowed ground we got.
They'll be right here, Mr. Long. Just have a seat over there.
Okay.
Give me a break. I'm thirsty.
Mail call. One for you.
Thank you.
And one for you.
Thanks.
Sir, assorted memoranda, manpower reports, and in light of the current plumbing problem, a list of the available bathrooms in our area.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Only two have doors, sir. Sal's Automotive and Grossman's Deli. Grossman's got a lock. Sal's got a Doberman.
I'm going to be at Grossman's for a few minutes, all right?
Okay. Why don't you post that, huh?
Buenos días. Alguien llamó para maintenance.
What?
Maintenance. Alguien me llamó y me dijeron que tenían un problema acá arriba.
Come on, speak up.
Who wants to know if somebody in this joint called for maintenance?
I know what he said.
Yo comprendo buen. Parle avec Capitán Miller. Capitán Miller. Muchas gracias. Are you kidding?
What's going on?
Alguien llamó maintenance y me dijeron que me necesitaban enseguida.
Slow, slow, slow.
He says somebody called and, they wanted him to get up here right away for maintenance.
Oh, good. Bueno. All right. Yo estoy Captain Miller.
Encantado.
He's enchanted.
Anyway, ¿qué hora cree usted que El agua.
Ah, no sé. Con un poco de suerte podría ser...
Hold on. Doesn't he speak any English?
Sí. Very good.
What's your name?
Jorge Jesús María Sánchez.
Encantado. Now, what's with the water?
There ain't none.
Yeah, well, we figured that out for ourselves.
You know?
Sí.
Bueno. Adios.
Wait a minute. What happened to the water?
Quité el agua esta mañana.
We took the water off.
Esta mañana.
This morning.
It's a leak.
I got that. The question is, when do we get the water back?
Not to worry. Pero dile al hombre que tengo una pared bastante grande. Yo soy solamente una persona y necesito un tipo fuerte para hacer un huequito.
He said there's a wall that he's got to break down and he's going to need some help.
Help.
Oh, all right. Levitt, do you want to help Mr. Sanchez?
What?
Or would you give Mr. Sanchez a hand? To break down the wall.
The wall, sir?
The wall!
The wall, of course, sir. Always happy to pitch in.
Good. Officer Levitt.
Thank you. Oye, chiquitico, vámonos.
Yes, some of this.
You know, you people have ruined this land. You've wasted our animals, our forests, fouled up the air, polluted the rivers. You keep that up in Manhattan, it's going to be worth even less than you paid for it.
I got to put you in the cage now.
Excuse me, my name is Lynch. My grandmother was a 16th Cherokee.
All right.
Anyway, I couldn't help but hear what you were saying, and I thought you might like to know that I agree with you 100%. And if there's something I can do for you, I'd like to help.
Great. Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm a scoutmaster.
Can't use a scoutmaster. I need a lawyer.
Oh, sorry. Well, I just thought you might be interested in knowing that we respect your traditions, your culture, your ideals. In many ways, we in scouting try to emulate the Indians' way of life.
Far out. Then we're all going to need a lawyer.
Four spacious skies for amber wings of green.
Oh, please.
Man, I'm only trying to help my case.
Get in there. Barn, I checked Pedrosia for priors. He's had 31 arrests dating back since he was 15.
I was a late bloomer, man.
Barn, I think I'll go over to Grossman's. I need a pack of cigarettes. Mr. Lynch, you want to sign this complaint, please, and then you're free to take a hike.
Maybe I'll just look it over first, Sergeant.
Right, back in a few.
Chico, no es mi culpa que te caíste.
I don't want to talk about it.
Pero es que no hemos acabado el trabajo.
Bésame más mucho, Baldy.
I heard that.
Levitt? What? What happened?
Bueno, el señor Klotzo here, muy cocky, subió la escalera, miró abajo, se cayó y parecía Esther Williams.
Levitt, why don't you just go clean up, huh?
Where?
Oh, right.
Go ahead, sir, yuck it up. I mean, little Levitt's always good for a laugh, if nothing else.
Levitt, I'm really sorry.
Ah, spare me the false sincerity, eh? I've had it up to here with that, too. Again.
Barn.
Yeah?
What's the matter with Levitt?
Nothing, he'll be okay.
He seems pretty upset, Barn.
He was working in the basement, he had a little accident, that's all.
What was he doing in the basement?
He was helping Mr. Sanchez here with the plumbing.
Why?
Because I asked him to.
He's a cop, Barn.
Excuse me, Capitán, otra vez. Yo soy solamente one person. Si jamás en su vida, you want un toilet. Y tienes que prestar un tipo fuerte.
Well, he wants to borrow the big guy.
Sí. I want to borrow the big guy. Big guy.
Okay. But only because you didn't ask.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Dr. Otto Trapp, archaeologist and resident at the Greenwich Museum of Natural History.
I'm Art.
Hello, Art.
Take it to hear about the bones?
I suppose so. This is all so new to me. Anyway, I was at NYU conducting a slide presentation of my recent dig in the Catskills, and I was informed that a young man vandalized my office and made off with some very valuable specimens.
That was me, desecrator, violator of sacred soil. You people got no respect for nothing.
Have we met?
I'm James Long, the son of Edgar Long, the brother to the wolf and the eagle, the grandson of Totodaho, great-great-grandson of Adriocton and Odysseurundi, all of whom cry out to me in anguish from their despoiled graves.
You're very upset.
Come on.
Doc, you want to step over here with me and need some information?
Certainly, Art. We'll continue this.
I've just been glancing through the pages of these juvenile offenders.
You signed the complaint yet?
Breaks your heart, doesn't it? To see all these bright, shiny faces turn sour.
So, are those the bones over there?
Yeah.
I certainly hope it hasn't damaged them. They're worth an arm and a leg. Ha! That's funny.
Look, if you want to go over and check them for fractures, go ahead.
Fractures? Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, now what are you doing?
Just looking.
Yeah? Leave him alone, will you? Show some respect.
All right, you want to lighten up?
What's going on here?
Not a hell of a lot. Captain Miller, this is Dr. Travin from the museum.
Doctor.
Hey, you got no right digging that
all
back.
Right, just take it easy, Mr. Long.
It's all right, Captain. I generally appreciate Mr. Long's feelings. I wish he understood how important our work can be.
Yeah, well, if it's so important, why don't you dig up your own family?
Somebody undoubtedly will someday. Mr. Long, we in archaeology don't go around digging into sacred burial mounds out of a rude curiosity. We're seeking keys to understanding lost societies, lost civilizations.
Well, if you're so interested in Indians, why don't you try talking to a couple live ones?
I'm not an anthropologist.
Doc, you want to have a seat over here and finish reading the complaint?
Oh, thank you.
Right here.
You guys might be surprised we dug in our brains instead of our bones.
All right, Mr. Long.
In the law, for example, who do you think inspired the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution? Washington? Jefferson? Forget it. It was the Iroquois, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Our self-government by chosen representatives, functioning in an effective common form, is from an Indian concept.
Yeah?
That's fascinating.
Of course, things don't always work out.
And how about food?
No, thank you. I would appreciate a cup of tea.
I'm afraid we don't have any water.
And where do you think you got tomatoes, potatoes, and squash, and popcorn?
Okay, Mr. Long.
And if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be smoking that cigarette over there.
Thank you, Mr. Long.
Now, Dr. Travin, about this complaint.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you have the power to put Mr. Long in jail.
Jails? That was your contribution.
Okay, you made your point. But I mean, considering the circumstances, I mean, you got your bones back, you know.
Captain, I want to do the right thing. Mr. Long.
Doctor. Water in liquid form exists only on this planet. And man is 60% water. Without water, there's no life. Don't you understand? We're destroying our water supply.
You want to go to jail?
Of course. People have to be reminded.
I understand. I will press charges against you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Put him away, Captain.
Look what I found.
What is this?
It's a rifle. I found it behind the wall.
This thing must be 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'd say about 100. It looks like a Springfield breech loader, circa 1882 or so.
Really?
Can I have it?
What? What's up to Sergeant Wojcowicz?
I'd like to do a little research on him.
Who are you?
I'm Otto Travin. I'm with the museum. I promise I'll bring it back.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Easy.
All work and no play. Goodbye, Captain.
Sergeant.
Dr. Travis. Mr. Long, I look forward to seeing you at the trial.
Right. Take care of yourself.
I'll do my best.
Do you, Doctor?
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
Gilbert?
What do you want?
They want me to sign a complaint.
So?
So, I don't think you're really a bad lad, Gilbert. I just think you need to redirect your energies to something more constructive, more positive, even fun.
Like what?
You ever been to the woods, Gilbert?
Maybe. Why? Who wants to know?
Just picture it. Taking a dive in a cold stream, drying ourselves around the morning campfire while the bacon and eggs are crackling in an old iron skillet. Come on, Gilbert, just you and me.
You want me to go to the woods with you?
That's it.
Just you and me?
And all God's creatures.
I think I know those creatures, man. Always trying to bump up against me on the subway. Things like that, huh?
Look, son. I know you've had a difficult, deprived, and traumatic childhood. But one more smutty crack like that, and I'm going to shove a 10-stake halfway through. Oh, no problem.
Nah, we're just chatting.
Look, if you sign the complaint, you can be on your way.
Fine. What about him?
Oh, man, don't worry about me. I'll be out of here by the weekend.
Oh, yeah? Well, me and the Beaver Patrol are heading on up to Seneca Lake Friday night. You interested?
Nah, man, I doubt it.
Well, suit yourself.
Yeah, but, if it'll make you feel any better, won't you leave your number with him?
Good scout. Well, I don't know if I really...
He'll be out in 48 hours.
Good scout.
Hey, ¿qué pasó? I've been looking for you.
Yeah, well, I had some things I had to do.
Oh, okay. Muchas gracias, big guy.
You're not.
Mr. Sanchez, what about the agua?
Agua is fixed. Very good.
Oh, good. Well, we really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please, no tip.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, Levitt, I'm glad to see you back.
Why, is the toilet overflowing?
Levitt.
Sorry, sir, just a slight hostility leak.
Levitt, I really don't understand why you're so upset. I mean, I sent Wojo down, too, didn't I?
Yeah, it's no big deal, Levitt. Come on, everybody gets dirty sometime. Even Harris.
It's hard to believe, I know.
Yeah, well, when a sergeant or a captain wallows around in the muck, it's kind of cute. But I'm still trying to make the grade.
This will not compromise your position, I promise you.
I mean, I've been perfectly satisfied being downstairs because at least I knew I had nowhere to go but up. Until today.
I understand how you feel.
Oh, good, wonderful.
Oh, sure. You, big persona, capitán. Mucho pelo. Yo, chiquitico puertorriqueño calvo and in maintenance. Este chiquitico trabaja duro. Tiene el corazón de un león. Give him a break, for God's sake. Adiós, compadre. Stick to your pistolas.
Couldn't have said it better myself, sir.